here we are, Friday rolling around and time to chat to Nevin. Nevin, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. I'm very well, and yourself?
Good man, not a bother. Listen, I was just looking up because I like to look at your recipes online and look at the address and see where you are and think about going up to McNean's. I noticed no takeaway, no delivery. I saw that. The other thing it says, have you checked your address? Main Street, Tuam, Black Lion, County Cavan. Did you know that?
Ah, now come up.
That's on the website.
No, I didn't know that at all.
Yeah. Main Street, Tuam, Black Lion, County Cavan. You better ring somebody and get that sorted out. Fairly lively.
There is a townland, Tuam, just in the area, literally maybe 5 minutes from Black Lion.
Maybe that's
where
it.
I live, my home place, 5 minutes from the restaurant, is called Baran. So all these townlands. So I'll have to research that. You're a good man, Marty. You'll take it's just looking out for me. Thank you.
People would think you were over in the west of Ireland. You know, people would get confused.
Yeah. The northwest.
The north. Well, you know what I mean. Anyway, listen to me. Talk to me about what you have to do. What are you doing today?
Well, I thought with schools going back, we'd do two very simple recipes. First of all, is a classic roast chicken, which is perfect for all the family, but also for lunchbox ideas, which is full of flavour and really, really simple and delicious. And then we're going to do a nice kind of a baked ham recipe, which I absolutely love.
I'm a devil for the bit of ham. Devil for the bit of ham.
You couldn't beat it with a stick, is now the say.
That's very true.
Absolutely. And this is honey glazed baked ham. So we'll talk about the chicken first of all. So, I mean, a chicken, I think it used to be a real treat. And, you know, Sunday lunch, you'd be savouring the lovely roast chicken. You know, it's very, very simply done. There's a couple of tips. We're getting a really good kind of, if you can get a corn-fed chicken, I think the flavour is actually more superior. Free range, if you can. And lemon works really well. So a couple of lemon halves, one lemon cut in half, and some fresh thyme. Thyme is great with chicken. And you put that into the cavity of the chicken when it's raw. And then you bring it to room temperature. So that means take your chicken out of the fridge about 20 minutes before you're going to roast it. Have your oven preheated at 190. And then just in kind of like a deep roasting tray, if you cut a couple of onions in half, couple of carrots, I've eight in the recipe, it doesn't matter what size, it could be two, it could be four, it doesn't really matter. And you cut them kind of roughly, because they're going to roast with the chicken, and you can serve that on the side, which I think works really, really well. Now, this is the key. So some lovely butter, you know me and the butter, you spread that all over the chicken, all over the leg and the breast of the chicken, and then literally you put that into the oven, which, well, the chicken, first of all, onto the tray, and then in the cavity you put the beautiful fresh thyme and then the lemon. And the lemon works really well with the chicken, it really does. So you season it with a little bit of salt and pepper. I would put it into the oven for about 40, 50 minutes. I'd put a couple of spoonfuls of water, and that creates steam, but it creates moisture, because there's nothing worse than dry chicken, to be truthful with you. It's a very lean meat. So let's keep it lovely and succulent and crispy skin, but have it really moist and succulent. That's what we want. So I would kind of spoon over the juices maybe every 20, 25 minutes. That's what you call basting. I would regularly do this when the twins, which is only a couple of weeks away, back to school. Wouldn't be giving them a full chicken for lunch, but, you know, you'd do a sandwich. Or a wrap, and it's a great. Could you imagine them in a lunchbox opening a full chicken? No, we don't do that in Cavan, I promise you.
No, you certainly don't. But I'm just saying, imagine you're talking to me about going back to school. Isn't it a fright? Isn't it really a fright already?
I was in two minds, will I do something? And I said, yes, let's just give people inspiration that we can get a really nice baked ham and a nice chicken, and then they can make sandwiches or wraps.
Yeah.
So these are kind of two kind of like stable recipes that will feed everyone too. I think that's really important.
Right. Yeah, good.
It'll be a bit of a shock to the system for us all when they all go back, so they will. And it's all kind of like staggered, like secondary schools are back sooner than obviously primary schools. So every school is different. Our twins are back in the first. So yeah, they're looking forward to be honest with you. So anyway, back onto our chicken.
Yes, sir.
So you cook it roughly. So the size of the chicken is about 1.5 kilo, which is about 3.25 pounds or thereabouts. Room temperature is important. Into the oven. Baste it, that means spooning the juices over. No need to cover it with tin foil. You can if you want to, but I don't. And then what you do is you give it about an hour and 20 minutes, an hour and a half, until it's cooked through. So how do you check?
Nevin, let me just stop you there for a second. Why is it that you don't use the tin foil? Why do you not use it?
Okay, because the tin foil, well, I suppose if you're doing the turkey, because that takes longer to cook and it will over kind of brown, so the tin foil will actually help with that. But for the chicken, there's no need to. Now, what I would do, actually, good question, Marty, with the tin foil, when your chicken is roasted, and I'm going to go back in a minute and explain how you check when your chicken is cooked, you wrap the chicken in the tin foil and that'll keep it nice and warm and succulent. Say you wanted it for a lunch or something like that. So that will work really well. Because it cooks very fast and An hour and a half is not a long time in the oven. You want to get it lovely and golden brown and crispy. If it's cooking too fast, then I would definitely use tin foil and I would put the shiny side against the skin of the chicken, right, which will give a nice even colour. Good question, lovely, Mr. Reagan.
That's my honours question for today, Nevin, in fairness to me.
No, you're good. So how do we check when their chicken is cooked? If you get a little skewer or a cocktail stick or the point of a knife, pierce the chicken thigh, okay, the thigh, because that's the thickest part of the chicken, or else down near the wing bone. Just literally pierce it right through, and if the juices come out clear, it's done. What my mother used to do with the drumstick with the full chicken is twist it, and then it's done. Oh. And that was my beautiful mum's tip when you're roasting a chicken, and it worked really, really well. So you remove it from the oven, let it rest for about 20 minutes before you carve it, or else you can completely let it go cold, because I'm thinking of lunch boxes. That will keep, like, take the leg and the breast off, take the skin off if you want to, and then you can put that into wraps, into sandwiches, into bagels, whatever your children like, but just, I think it's delicious. Even mixed with noodles would be lovely, kind of like in a little Tupperware container, just a little bit different for your lunchbox ideas, I think. Yep. It's taste.
Love the sound of that. It's so, and it's so
now,
tasty.
Now, your favourite.
What?
Your favourite. Baked ham.
Oh, I love it.
So do I, and this is a gammon joint and minute. This is it's nearly 4 pound in weight to be through, which, so it's quite a big piece of meat. Now I usually get it kind of off the bone, and then we're going to literally just poach it is the proper word, with a little bit of chopped onion, carrot, bay leaf is lovely, gives lovely flavour. Black peppercorns, if you have that. And then, sorry, Marty, what you do is just cover it in some cold water and you bring it to the boil. Right. You let it simmer gently for about an hour and a half until it's just cooked through and tender. Put a lid on it, simmer it, and then with that lovely kind of stock that you're going to get from your vegetables and then from the water, what I would do is use that in a soup. So it's so tasty.
Yeah.
So that could work well in a vegetable soup, in even a pasta recipe. So don't waste that. Now, I would skim off the little white froth that comes when you're boiling the ham, and that will happen, okay? Because sometimes when a gammon joint is dry cured, there's a little bit of salt in it. Like years ago, we used to pre-soak our ham before we baked it. Now they've really cut back with the amount of salt, to be honest with you. So I don't honestly think there's a need to do that. Well, and the key into this, so when it's cooked after an hour and 30 minutes, you let it cool in the hot liquid for 30 to 40 minutes. And then you preheat your oven. And then what you do is you remove the gammon joint. You carefully remove some of the rind, trim the skin. What my mother used to do is, with a serrated edge knife, cut little diamonds on the actual ham.
All right.
And that would work really, really well, like a lattice pattern. So she did. And then what she would do is mix together whole grain mustard works, or Dijon, whichever. I think maybe Dijon mustard might be a little bit nicer for the kids. Some honey, brown sugar, mix that all together with some orange juice, and then you brush that over the ham and you bake it in the oven. This is the key, for 20 to 25 minutes. Just a little tip for your listeners, when you're baking the ham, if you can put parchment paper onto a tray, and then that will stop it from caramelizing and burning. Trust me on that. I'm speaking from experience. Yeah. So not that I ever burn anything, Marty.
No, never, not possible in your life.
No, yeah, exactly. So, Marty, that goes into the oven, and then what you do is just keep kind of spooning or brushing those lovely kind of syrup over the ham, and you're going to have just a feast. I mean, it's hard kind of not to eat it straight away, to be honest with you. But I think in wraps and lunch boxes, and even if your kids come home and you want a little bit of pasta with some ham, there's your honey baked ham. I mean, like, we have some of the best, ham, that you can eat. And if you get for the chicken and for the ham, if you look for the Board B quality marks, so we're using Irish supporting Irish products and farmers, I think that's really, really important.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And then what you do is just let it rest for 10, 15 minutes, carve it and enjoy it. I'd love that with a big bowl of buttery spuds, would you?
Gorgeous. That's absolutely lovely. But I'm like you, I'd be picking bits off it, because we can't help ourselves, because you love it so much.
Oh yeah, it's definitely one of my favourites, and I think these two recipes, just for your listeners, they're going to just feed all the family. You know, they're not that expensive, and again, when you've made something from scratch, whether it's your roast chicken or whether it's your honey glazed baked ham, there's something really delicious
there
about
is,
that.
There is, yeah, for sure.
Both of these kind of meats will keep, and they'll keep for 3 to 4 days in your fridge, which is great.
They will not. I'll eat them up. Now, I'm just noticing we've had honey glazed baked ham.
Good man.
And we've had classic roast chicken. What'll we play? Because it's all meat, isn't it? It's on meat today, in fairness. Meet me on the corner. There's a great old song from Lindisfarne. Meet me on the corner. Wouldn't that be good? We play that.
You're a legend, Marty.
I'm a legend. There we are. A leg end is what I am. There it is. We'll play Meet Me on the Corner. Nevin, keep the faith and all love and everything to Mike Nian's, and the recipes, of course, RT Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning. All Nevin's recipes are there, because you're such a joy. Keep well, my friend, and thanks for the lunchbox ideas.
Thank you, Marty. Chat to you next week.
God bless you. Take care.
Have a good weekend.
All righty. God bless you, my friend.